Passage 2. The pioneer of chocolate cookies in America is Amos Cookies. Amos was a talent agent at the William Morris Agency who used home-baked chocolate chip cookies as a calling card. After a while, some of his famous clients began encouraging him to sell the cookies. They even invested in the famous Amos Cookie Company, which he started in 1975. Making him one of the pioneers of the gourmet cookie trend. Sales at Famous Amos hit $12 million by 1982. His cookies were a success, but he was no manager, and his company started losing money. Amos had to bring in new money. From 1985 to 1988, he went through four different co-owners. Each time a change was made, Amos gave up more of his share of the pie. By the time the Shanby Group bought it in 1988, Amos had nothing left. He even signed away his trademark, Amos. In 1992, when he started a new company called Wally Amos Presents Chip and Cookie, the Famous Amos Corporation sued him for infringement and libel. After an acrimonious dispute, Wally Amos agreed not to use his own name or a caricature of himself on the cookies, and not to badmouth the company that owned his name. Wally Amos then moved to Hawaii and started another cookie company called the Uncle No Name Cookie Company. This case is an excellent demonstration of the dangers of trademark ownership for entrepreneurs.
Question 30. What kind of company was Amos with in the beginning? Question 31. Why did Amos begin to lose money after his initial success? Question 32. Why couldn't Amos even use his name in his cookies after 1988?